to WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM, as well as 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, and it's time for another edition of Saturday Sunrise. We'd like to remind you that Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime. All you have to do is a quick tap on the About Us on our website. You'll see a drop-down menu occur. Just a quicker tap on Saturday Sunrise, and there you can listen to the podcast of previous episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a busy week out here on the Hill for all of us, just due to the weather that we've seen for the past 2 weeks. We had 8 inches of snow that fell earlier this week. We also had 4.5 inches of snow last week, along with a little bit of ice as well. So we had just a little over a foot of snow, and I know some areas really got higher amounts, and some just a little bit lower. But overall, we had winter storms that come through here and dump a lot of snow. And so I want to go ahead, and this interview is probably the shortest I've done in the program, in the history of the show, actually. And I know it's a short interview, but I want to go ahead and stress that it was a busy week out here for us out here at the radio station. So this is an interview that I did with Jeremy Smith. Jeremy helps us out a lot out here on the Hill. Jeremy has been on Morning Coffee. He's helped us with news during the day, whenever Jeff is off, is out on assignment, or he's here on the weekend covering for Darren. Jeremy does a great job in here. He's a great swingman, great versatile swingman, as I usually say. But I want to go ahead here and air this interview that I did with him on Friday. We talked about Penn State for a moment. He's taking online courses at Penn State. And also, we talk about the weather that we had here recently. And following that, I want to say a big thank you as well. So, again, this is my interview with Jeremy Smith, as I interviewed him yesterday. Enjoy. First and foremost, you are taking online courses at Penn State University.
Yes.
And one of the courses that you take is in meteorology. Can you explain that for a moment?
Yeah, it's actually the entry to meteorology. It's basically a meteorology 101, early stages. I took meteorology 3 last semester, so this is kind of a continuation of that. It's basically just an introduction to the course. Gives you an idea of some of the equipment that a meteorologist uses, how to read that equipment, everything from topography to satellite imagery to looking at sea levels, the waves, sky, the flow of the jet stream. So basically, it's just an introductory course into how weather reacts and why it reacts the way it reacts.
Well, we saw earlier this week, along with last week too, you know, we had 4.5 inches of snow last week, last Monday, and then we had 8 inches on Monday. And I was wondering, did you notice anything in the weather patterns that signified the heavy snow amounts?
Well, we saw an Arctic formation come apart earlier in the month. We knew that this was going to dip down into the continental U.S. Of course, we didn't expect 49 out of 50 states to receive snowfall, Florida being the only state right now that actually is without snow, which, when you think about the amount of snow that's fell over the southwestern region alone, Texas and that region, leading to power outages. So we did have certain patterns developed that showed that it was a possibility of getting a heavy snowfall throughout the Midwest, but nothing quite to the expectation of what we got. Now, that being said, as the second snowfall came in, a lot of our area actually had a good total of snowfall overall after that second snow. I know that Wabash County, over around Mount Carmel, we had some areas where it drifted as much as 13 inches. Most low-lying level areas were about 9 inches, or a little more than 9 inches by the time it was finished. I did see some snowfall in the south of Carmi region that came in at around 9 to 11 inches. Grayville showed a good amount of drifting. Their drifting in some areas was getting up to as much as a foot and a half, although their overall snowfall only registered as 9 inches. And of course, as you went down towards Saline County and some of the southern parts of the state, it pretty well stayed uniform through there. 10 inches seemed to be the amount of accumulation that we had overall. And we saw that with this second fissure coming in, that it was going to push these cold temperatures in. You were going to see that you were going to lack the melting of the previous snow. So that didn't lead to that hardening or that ice formation under the snow like we've seen over previous years. But it did allow enough of a cold blanket on the ground so that the downwelling radiation had not melted off enough yet, and that's what led to that additional accumulation.
And my next question is, you know, drifting of snow is hard to measure because the wind is blowing it. I mean, you can have like, it'd be like 8 inches on your measuring, on your ruler or whatever, but then, like, you know, you look behind the building out here, here at our station, it's probably a good foot and a half, you know, 12, 13 inches, and that drifting of snow, boy, could throw off the snow accumulation totals.
It really can, and the thing of it is with drifts, you've got to look at your higher points are going to be up close to a structure. So, like what you're seeing outside of the station, you're seeing the accumulation of your snow drift building up in its higher points up towards the back walls or up towards structures. What you want to do as far as measuring your drifting is you want to go out to an open space, whether it be a decent sized yard or a field, and you want to see where it's drifted there. You want to check your highest point of drift, and you want to check your lowest point of drift, and then you want to measure that with your overall blanket accumulation at the lowest point where it seems to be the most uniform. And you kind of take your average of 2 or 3 drifts to give you the idea. I prefer myself to just use a standard yardstick. Some people want to go out with a tape measure. That's fine too, as long as you've got a tape measure that actually can accurately account for fractions of an inch or smaller. Because with certain snows, you see these drifts that want to build up to as high as 13, 14, 15 inches. And then when you start taking your average of your 3 temperatures, you start getting into some decimals there. And that's where people want to start, you know, trying to round this direction, around that direction. I prefer to stay away from rounding because it gives the air of false information or inaccurate information. So I usually at least will continue my measurements off to the thousandth of an inch and then just let it trail off from there.
Now, Jeremy, we look at the snow that we had last week and this week. I was trying to think of a significant weather event that has happened in our area and our region. One weather event that comes to my mind is the EF3 Crossville tornado when it comes to a high of magnitude. What do you think this snowfall event, do you think it probably follows right after that? Or maybe there's something before that? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to compare something of a magnitude of a tornado with a freak snowstorm. Now, I would definitely say they both range up there in newsworthiness for the area as far as historical storyline goes. As far as weather patterns and historic weather events, I'm more of a mind to remember 1987, February, as a matter of fact, around February 16th of 1987, we had a good snowfall in southern Illinois that blanketed the ground with close to 2 foot of snow. And then also harken back to, I'm unfortunately and fortunately old enough to remember the blizzard of 78. This does in some aspects remind me of the winter of 1978, being bundled up as a young one out there, almost in snow taller than myself in some spots. So I would hearken this back to the 1987 February winter that we had, where we had a lot more snow than we had ice that year. And I would say that was probably one of the last true winters we had, because since then we've had many ice storms with light dustings of snow. This was a good overall total snow accumulation, which leads to a totally different outcome as far as weather patterns goes.
So that was the interview that I did with Jeremy Smith. Again, I recorded that yesterday with him, and I want to thank Jeremy for providing input in regards to the recent winter storms that we had, and also even talking about his meteorology course that he's taking online for Penn State. Again, I think he's told me about Penn State, about the classes he's taking, so I thought that was actually really cool. I want to go ahead and end this. And again, I apologize for it being short today, but I want to go ahead and end it on a couple of things here. And first off, to the IDOT Road crews, thank you. To all the farmers, thank you. To all the truck drivers, hauling supplies in the harshness of winter, thank you. To all the electrical linemen, thank you. To the heating and air service technicians, thank you. To all the road commissioners, thank you. To all the city workers, thank you. To all the county highway departments, thank you. To our local and state first responders, police, fire, ambulance, and rescue, thank you. To all the tow truck drivers, thank you. To all the volunteers who have been removing the snow and ice off of the sidewalks and roads and checking on the elderly, delivering meals to those who need it, thank you. To our military that are helping in the effort, thank you. I just want to thank the people in those professions who, and also the volunteers as well, for working together, especially during the especially during the snowstorms that we had. And I know that the guys mentioned on the morning coffee a few days ago. I think I know who it was. I think. But my driveway was a mess. And keep in mind, I have a driveway that's kind of slightly uphill. And it had been a doozy trying to get my car in the garage, at least. And backing out of the garage. And I think I know who it was. But I want to thank the person who basically created a path from my street up to my garage to where it'd be easier for my car to get in and out of, and it has helped tremendously. And again, I think I know who it is, but I want to say whoever bladed my driveway, who created that path, I want to say thank you to that individual. You know who you are, so thank you for that. And finally, I do want to say, not just speaking on behalf of myself, but as well as the radio station, we want to take the time to thank those who have emailed their closings, cancellations, postponements this week, and even last week as well, as it's been hectic, it's been chaotic. We had the superintendents of schools contact us. They would send us emails saying, hey, we're not going to have school today. E-learning days are coming up, or remote learning days. And then you have business owners who had to close their business for 2 or 3 days, and people who may have had events scheduled. And again, we want to thank those who took the time to contact us. We took them by phone, but the majority of the closings, cancellations, and postponements came by way of email. And so we want to thank those who took the time to notify us about a closing, cancellation, and postponement. And we hope that we did a great job in getting the information as quickly as we can, not just on air, but also online as well. So again, warmer temperatures are coming next week. Look like highs in the 40s, may even see 50 on Tuesday. Definitely warmer weather next week as opposed to this week. So, again, we'd like to remind you, you can check out our closings, cancellations, and postponement page. Still got a few of them up on our website at WFIWradio.com. And as always, if you do have a closing, cancellation, or postponement, you can email it to us, WFIWclosings@WFIWradio.com. So I hope you have a wonderful and safe and healthy weekend. Take care. Be safe. More interviews coming up next week and in the weeks ahead. So stay tuned for that. Again, I want to thank Jeremy Smith for hopping on here for a moment, talking about the weather that we had recently. And I'm Derek Dunn, your host of Saturday Sunrise. I would like to remind you that every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime. All you have to do is to go to our website, click on Boss, and then click on Saturday Sunrise. Until next Saturday, be safe, stay healthy, and catch you all again next week.